Five. He is described as a shield and a strong tower and a refuge for those who take refuge in him. God also promises to preserve his people from evil, protect them from harm, and never leave or forsake them. While he offers physical and spiritual protection, including spiritual strength through the armor of God, it's important to recognize that this divine protection is often intertwined with trials and which can strengthen faith. There are different scriptures that you could read, Psalms 91 and 4, Psalms 121 verses 7 and 8, and Proverbs 18 and 10, and Ephesians 6, 10 to 17. It says safety, safety. The scripture teaches that God is a source of safety and protection from those who trust in him. Psalms 91, 1, verses 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this topic on protection and safety. I thank you, Lord God, this morning for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that so far and right now we are all safe and we are cuffed in your arms, Lord God. I thank you this morning for our little children and our kids, the college kids, kids all over this world that are safe and protected from all hurt, harm, and danger, from anything that's coming up against them this morning or any other day, Lord God. I thank you for the children, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they are healthy. I thank you, Lord God, that nothing is wrong with their minds and that they are good, good in you, Lord God, that they're being taught about how you have protected and that how you have kept them in safe places, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that's on this line each and every day. I thank you, Lord God, that you have protected them and that they are safe, Lord God, in your arms today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for our jobs that we go on each and every day, that they're safe, Lord God, and that you're protected our jobs as we go forth to do the work that's been called for us to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the mentally ill clients that I serve each and every day, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even though they're mentally ill, that they have drug addictions also, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, this morning to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. I thank you for them this morning. I thank you for the homeless that live on the streets, Lord God, for the men and the women, Lord God, that are on the streets daily, Lord God, that you protect them, that you keep them safe, Lord God, wherever they are, wherever they're lying at in the streets, Lord God, or under a bridge, or just in anywhere, Lord God, that seems to be unsafe for them, that you still make it safe for them, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we're safe in all kinds of ways, Lord God, that you keep us safe in your arms, that you protect us, Lord God, as these scriptures say that you do, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for our bishop this morning and his wife. I thank you that whenever they go to travel, Lord God, that you keep them safe in the air, Lord God. Keep them safe and sound, Lord God, and protected, Lord God, from anything that's in the air or below the air, on the ground, Lord God, when they land. Keep them safe, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the bishop and his wife this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they're safe in every way, that you're protecting them from all hurt, harm, and danger everywhere, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, continuously for the people of God, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the things that has been happening in this world, Lord God, that it has not come against us or harmed any of us, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the people that we have that are far from us right now, but they're on this line also. I ask you to protect them. I ask you to keep them safe. Keep them safe in their homes. Keep them safe on their jobs. Keep them safe in everywhere that they tread their feet on, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for everything this morning. I'm thankful for being protected. I'm thankful because of you are God that protects us all, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for all the things that's been happening in the world, that it has not come. It has not come and harmed any of us in any kind of way, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the elderly this morning. I ask you, Lord God, that you continue to protect them and keep them safe, even in these nursing homes right now, Lord God, where people are not really taking care of the people that they're supposed to care for, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to give them a good heart to keep these people, to keep them safe from all harm and take care of them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the workers that work in these nursing homes, that you give them compassion for these people, Lord. I thank you for all that you're doing today, Lord God, and all that you're going to do in each and every one of our lives. I thank you for protection, and I thank you for the safety that you have brought to us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the men and women of God, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that they are going to continue to worship you and continue to pray to you about the things that is going on and the things that's in their lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting us and keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Thank you for the safety, Lord God, that you bring to us. Thank you for protecting us while we sleep in our homes at night and bringing everything that we need, Lord God, that we look up to you for, Lord God, that we can wake up and tell you thank you, Lord God, for protecting us and making our homes a safe haven, making our jobs a safe haven, making everything where we go that we're safe, Lord God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for protection and safety today, Lord God. We thank you because you are God of everything that we need. You are God for all that you bring to us, Lord God, and we appreciate you this morning. We appreciate you each and every day, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that we can come to him so that he can come to you and tell you what we need, Lord God. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you that he died on that cross for us. He protected us even now because he became that everything, that protection and that safety for us. I thank you for your son, Jesus, because he is good to us and he lives in us. He lives in our hearts each and every day, and we want that, Lord. We thank you because he protected us when he came down off that cross and he lives in our hearts right now. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for asking him to do what you asked him to do. Where would we be without your son, Jesus, right now, Lord God? We thank you this morning. We thank you for your protection and your safety, Lord God. There is none like you, none like you in heaven or on earth. We thank you for each and every person that come on this line each and every morning. We thank you, Lord God, Monday through Friday. We thank you, and we thank you on Sunday morning when we're being, when the word is being expressed to us in a way that sometimes we have never heard before. We thank you for that man of God. We ask you that you protect him and his wife daily, each and every day. Protect their parents that are still alive, Lord God. Keep them safe. We thank you for that this morning through your son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to give it back to Pastor Lenora.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine, for that special prayer on protection and safety. We thank God for you this morning. I'm not going to hold it up. I'm going to turn it over to Sister LaTanya. It's your turn.
Amen. And good morning, y'all. Keep us in your, keep me in your prayers. I ain't feeling so great this morning, but we serve an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. And the word that was sent forth was crime and violence. And I was telling my sister, blessed assurance. How would she have even known? But I look to see what the word has to say concerning crime and violence. We are reminded in Romans chapter 12, it says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. He goes on to say in verse 20, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And we are reminded in Romans 12, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Lord, we come before you this morning. We just say thank you. We thank you because you are an awesome God. You are a God who loves us. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the great commission to go out into the world. You give us a great command to love one another as we love you. You say, how could you love the Father in heaven that you have not seen, but your brother and sister you see every day you don't love? Lord, help us to love. Help us, Father God, to love with your eyes. Help us to love with the grace that you extend unto us, Father God. Help us to love with the mercy that you give us each and every day. Father God, I pray that our eyes and our hearts would be open. I pray, Father God, that our hearts would be broken with the things that break your heart, Father God. And I just pray that we won't sit still. That we would move, Father God, as you have called us to move. That we would be, Father God, your voice piece. Your voice piece of love. A love that was so deep that you sent your only begotten son to die on the cross for us. Father God, we just say thank you. We thank you for that unconditional love, a love that says that nothing on this earth, nothing in life or death can separate us from you, oh Father God, and we cling to that. And Father God, sometimes this world makes us angry. But I pray, Father God, that we won't sit there, for you said that I have overcome the world. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that we are overcomers through you, that we don't have to sit still, and we don't have to lay in anger. We can rise up. We can give it to you. For you said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you, Father God. Thank you for caring for us. And as you care for us, Father God, help us to care for others. Lord Jesus says that as we are kind to our enemies, it's like reaping coals upon their heads. Satan doesn't want us to be kind. Satan wants us to react like the world will react, but help us react like you react in love and mercy and grace, and help us to be still and know that you are God and that you are in control, and we're just passing through. This is not our home for where you are. One day we'll be also, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we would yield our lives unto you, that our hands, Father God, would be open to give what you have so freely given unto us, and that is the gift of salvation. Thank you, Father God, for it says that it's by grace that we have been saved through faith. There is not works that can make us any closer to you. Father God, we move by faith and not by sight, hoping the things that we don't see just yet. So, Lord, we take this time and we speak against crime. We speak against violence, and we definitely speak against the works of the enemy, for we are reminded that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but we definitely fight against the principalities of this world that wants us to be divided, that wants to divide your kingdom people, Father God. But Lord, we say not today. We say not today. Satan has no authority here. Thank you, Lord, that you have all power in your hand, and that power that you have given unto us to be laborers in your field, Father God. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that as we go, that we would do it in boldness, that we would be able to profess our faith boldly. And I pray, Father God, that the people would have an ear to hear, that lives would be changed, that yokes would be broken, Father God, that people would be set free. For you said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Help us, Father God, again, not to be so filled with anger, to be so filled with love, also filled with, again, grace and mercy. Help us to be a light in the darkness. Lord, we know that Jesus was light and the darkness received him not. But, Father God, it didn't stop him from going. It didn't stop him from ministering. It didn't stop him from moving. He continued to do the will of the Father, and I pray that we will be about your business also. And so, Lord, we also take time today to pray for our youth all around the world. Lord Jesus, Satan tries to come to steal and to kill our youth, Father God, but we say not so today. We claim our children back in the name of Jesus. We say that Satan has no authority in their lives, and we pray, Father God, that you would surround our kids, Lord Jesus, with people that would spur them towards you, not away from you. I pray, Father God, that our youth would be encouraged and not discouraged, remembering that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we speak against bullying, Father God, that's going on in the schools, Father. And we pray, Father God, that our kids would be a voice of light and a voice of hope and a voice of a God who loves them and their and the students around them just the same. And so I pray, Father God, that you would give them a voice and help them to stand firm in your word. I pray, Father God, that you would help us as we come against violence and crime and things like that, that we encounter, Lord Jesus, that we would put on the full armor of God, that we would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Help us, Father God, to dress from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, to be able to fight this good fight that you have called us to fight. I pray, Father God, that we would do it knowing that we are not alone, that you are behind us, you are before us, and you are to the side of us, and you are directing our path, and you are making it straight, Father God. And I pray that we will be obedient to the leading of your Holy Spirit. And when we need to speak to our enemies, I pray, Father God, that we would do so in love, that we would do so in kindness, that they would look and go, you should have reacted in such a way, but you didn't. And you can say, but God. That we would be able to say, but God, thank you, God, for just being an awesome God. Thank you, God, for just being an amazing God. And thank you, God, that we don't have to be overcome by evil, but we can overcome evil with good by showing people your love each and every day, God. Help us to be strong warriors for you. Lord, we need you now. We need you now more than before, Father God. I pray, Father God, that as we seek your face this week, as we humble ourselves before you, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, will give us a vision. For you remind us in your word that we without a vision will perish. I pray, Father God, that you would give us a vision of hope and love and mercy and grace. I pray, Father God, that we would set our eyes on you. And I pray, Father God, that we would put our hands to the plow and we won't look back. Help us, Father God, though, not to look so forward to heaven that we are no earthly good. Help us to be reminded that we are called to be the salt and the light of the world. But we can't be salt and light if we're walking in anger and hate. I pray, Father God, that we would move that out of our hearts, Father God, and walk in love. For you said that love covers a multitude of sins. Thank you, Father God, for that love that covers a multitude of sins. Thank you, Father God, that for that love that washes us and cleanses us and makes us whole. You, Father God, are worthy of all praise. You, Father God, are worthy of all worship. You, Father God, are worthy to be lifted up. For you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw them into me. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would draw us unto yourself this morning. And I pray, Father God, that you would continue to be a shield and a guide around us, Father God. And I just pray, Lord, just that we would have a voice. And our voice will be heard, and our voice will be the message of salvation. that he who believes in you, he who accepts you into their hearts, shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, that we need to preach love instead of hate, love instead of violence, love instead of hatred. I pray, Father God, that our hearts would just again be reminded of who you are and who you called us to be in you. Father God, I pray again that you would continue to break our hearts with the things that break yours. And Lord, we know you have a heart for your people. So Lord, I pray that we would have that same heart and that we move in that same vein, that we would point people to the cross. We would point people to redemption and deliverance and atonement. And I pray, Father God, that you would come and do what only you can do. And so we take this time to say thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit. We pray, Father God, that we will be obedient. We pray, Father God, that we won't be selfish. We pray, Father God, that our hearts, Lord Jesus, would just be open to love, open to hope, open to grace, and open to mercy. And Lord, we're filled now to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done in faith, and I turn it back over into the hands of the host.
God is moving in the I worship you. You are working. I worship you. Lay back in your corner. God is the darling.
Amen. Waymaker, miracle worker, light in the darkness. That is who he is. We give God praise. Hallelujah. He is a wonderful counselor. He is a waymaker. He is our shield and our buckler. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the mighty one of Israel. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We worship him this morning. We bless his name. We thank each and every prayer lead that has gone forth so far. Sister Elaine, she prayed about protection and safety. Sister LaTanya, you prayed about violence and crime. We praise God. Thank you both for just staying on task and praying a fervent prayer. Scripture says the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth. And so we thank God that you all went forth with that, and we thank God that he hears all of our prayers. He hears all of our cries. We can cry out to him, and God hears them, and we can be assured in that. All right, I do want to say it is halftime. Some people may not be able to stay the entire length of the call, which is an hour, and so I do want to give you that excuse at this time. You can leave if you need to, but before you leave, go to our website, ekcministries.org. It's a lot of information there. Make sure you avail yourself to it, and that while you're there, you can also support the ministry while you're there. You can also support at $Bishop Eric Clark in our Cash App. Again, that's $Bishop Eric Clark. He is a waymaker. He is a promise keeper. Hallelujah. And we glorify his name this morning. I'm not going to continue to hold you. I'm going to let Sister Keitha go forth at this time. Are you ready, sis?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to give you the floor. Blessings.
Good morning, everyone. I am praying this morning over trauma, overcoming trauma. Thank you, Jesus. There's a couple of things that I wrote down, about trauma that I wanted to share. Trauma is a response to a severely distressing event, such as abuse, accidents, or natural disasters, that overwhelms a person's ability to cope and can cause long-lasting emotional, psychological, and even physical harm. It is the lasting emotional wound or shock from such an experience, and it can impact a person's sense of safety, self-worth, and ability to navigate relationships and emotions. Trauma leads to a cascade of biological changes and stress response. The response to trauma can vary, but may include emotional, psychological, physical, and complex. Or chronic trauma, such as prolonged abuse, it can have a cumulative impact known as complex trauma. Not everyone who experienced a traumatic event developed PTSD, but many may experience trauma-related symptoms that are common reactions to the event. Trauma can affect people of any age, and the symptoms can appear long after the event has occurred. The long-term effects can be pervasive, influencing individuals' mental, physical, and social well-being, as well as their overall worldview and relationship. Lastly, a person that has been through trauma may experience denial, anger, fear, sadness, shame, confusion, anxiety, depression, numbness, guilt, hopelessness, irritability, difficulty concentrating, attention deficit, disassociation, exhaustion, agitation, aggression, and avoidance. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. So when you go through trauma, different people experience it different. They handle it different. Not all trauma is the same. So we can't look at people and be like, well, okay, you just get over it or pray about it. It's not as simple as some people make it out to be. So just remember, have a little more understanding and compassion for people that go through different traumas. If you haven't been through it yourself, and because if you did and it didn't affect you the way that it affect them, don't feel like, you know, that they just taking it, they just doing too much and they just need to pray. But the truth of the matter is, God is our answer. He is our way. I think about in the Bible, the different people that went through different traumas, and we're going to pray about that. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord. We graciously thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you, oh God, for waking us up today, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, oh God, for loving us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, because even you felt trauma, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You went through a whole bunch of different despair, Lord God, before it was even time to get upon the cross. When they nailed you and beat you and all the things that they did, Lord God. Lord, but you did it because you loved us and you wanted us to have eternal life. You did it so that we'd be forgiven for our sins once and for all. Lord God, you became that living sacrifice. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, oh God, because we know in the Word, Lord, that there's many different examples of people that went through different trauma, Lord, and how they turned to you, Lord God. You was their answer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When we think about David, Lord, how he went through so many different experiences and distresses, Lord, when Saul was chasing after him, Lord, and seeking him for his life. All the hiding he had to do, Lord, everywhere he looked, he had to run. But, Lord, we know the book of Psalms, that's what that was. That's why he wrote it, Lord, putting down on paper how he felt and how he had to run, Lord. But he looked to you, Jesus. He came to you. He always found you to be his strength, to be his fortress, Lord, to be his covering, Lord God. You was his safety. Lord God, we think about, Lord, mainly Job, Lord. We all can have compassion, Lord God, for Job. How Job experienced a trauma that I don't think any of us in this world have ever felt. We think about Job, Lord God, and how he lost everything. Every single person in his family. How he lost all of his wealth, Lord God. How his health became almost to nothing, his life, Lord God. But he held on to you, Lord. He talked to you about his problems, Lord God. He held on, Lord God, and you, Lord, brought him through. You blessed him double, Lord God, for what he went through, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. We know, Lord God, that when we come to you, Lord, we can cry, that you see our tears, that we can call out, Lord God, every problem. We can speak every situation, Lord, and you already know it, Lord. You're there, Lord, ready to comfort us, ready to strengthen us. When we ask you, Lord God, to save us and protect us, Lord, you're there. You're doing it. You cover us on every end, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering our mind, oh God, because that's the main place where trauma wants to sit. Long after something happened, whether it's something we see or we feel or we are part of, it's the mind, Lord God. It stays there, Lord, steadily causing flashbacks and pop-up memories, Lord, and taking us back to the place where when it first happened, Lord. But we know, Lord God, that when we put our mind on you, Lord, that you are the answer, Lord. You give us strength. You give us courage, Lord God. You fight our battles for us, Lord God. Even, Lord God, the darkest things, Lord. Sometimes we don't know how we going to handle a situation, Lord. And things happen, Lord. But we know, Lord, that we have you. We can always turn to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And it's okay, Lord, sometimes if we need to even go to a professional and talk. Sometimes that's the thing to help. But it's not like it's helping without you, Lord God. Lord, we know that you cause all things to work together for our good, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord God, because the majority of us have been through some kind of trauma in our life. Lord God, some is more devastating than others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, I think on the times, Lord God, when there may be situations happen, Lord God, devastating situations that just really change our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And we don't know from one day to the next how we going to get through it. When is it going to stop pressing, Lord God, our minds? But, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, because you are a God that cares. You are a God that feels our pains and our sorrows. You are a God of peace and restoration. And we can say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being there for us. Thank you, oh God, for covering us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For being that place of safety. Lord God, help us, Jesus. Help us along this way, Lord God, that we may be able to be strength and encouragement to somebody else. For those that may have been going through something, Lord God, that they went through avoidance and put it in, trying to push it into the deepest place of their mind, Lord God, try to go through life and just forget about it. But, Lord God, somewhere or another, something triggered and it come back up and it take them back to that place, Lord. We know, Lord, that irregardless of how it come back up, you have put in us, Lord God, a spirit to love and to forgive. And then you heal us, Lord. You heal us from our past. You heal us from our hurt. You heal us from our pains, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Even if we don't forget, we forgive. And it don't become a part of our daily life that want to hold us still, that want to keep us in a numb state, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep us in an angry state. It's so many different signs that go up under trauma. But, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, because in you we find joy. We find strength. We find hope. Lord God, we find forgiveness. We find peace. We find love, Jesus. Hallelujah. We find endurance, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We increase our faith, oh God. Hallelujah. When we live for you, Lord God, our strength is in you. Our hope is in you. Our victory is in you, Lord God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to wonder how am I going to get through. We are overcomers. And we say thank you to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the 39 lashes. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for staying, Lord God, until you said your last, Father, you told the Father, you are in his hands, Lord Jesus. It is done. It is finished. We say thank you, Lord. Because without you, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, this world would not be, we would not be, Lord, and we would not have any hope. We wouldn't have any peace. We wouldn't have any faith, Lord God, Lord, for eternal life. We say thank you, Jesus, for that. You made the way, Lord. You give us the strength to fight with, Lord. You help us, Lord, that once we turn to you, we can put on the whole armor and we can withstand anything. Thank you, Lord. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. We will overcome if we put our focus into you, Lord. If we'll make you our priority. Seek the things that are above and not the things on the earth. You will make a way, Lord God. You will ease our troubled mind. If we read your word, Lord, if we pray to you, if we sanctify ourselves, if we put holy music on in our daily, feed it into our spirit, we have to come to you, Jesus. We have to put our life in your hands, oh God. And we're not exempt from trouble, Lord. Trouble lasts always. Trouble happened to good and to bad, Lord. But like I said, Jesus, we know, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we come to you, Jesus, as a way to overcome. Plenty of us can be witnesses that we overcome through you. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Remember those that are out in the world today that are going through various traumas, Lord. Those that are suffering severely, Lord Jesus. We pray for them. We pray that you meet them, Lord, that you speak to their heart and their mind, oh God, that you show them the way, that you give them relief from the trauma, that you heal their heart and their minds. Cover and protect your people everywhere. Help us to lift up clean hands, Lord, holy hands, with a pure heart, Lord God. Help us, Jesus, to love and to forgive as you continue to make a way for us in the name of Jesus. Our safety is in you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus, and we say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back into the hands of Pastor Lenore. God bless you.
My daughter is being treated for leukemia.
Amen. Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who he is. He will lead us and guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. We praise God for you, Sister Keitha, praying on overcoming trauma. We thank God for each and every prayer lead that went forth so far this morning. We bless the name of Jesus. You know what, people of God? God hears and he answers our prayers. I don't know if you all know, but Mother Clark has been in the hospital, and it was a real touch-and-go situation. But today she is home. She is on the line. I'm going to unmute Mother Clark's line just so she can say good morning and hello, and we're going to continue in the prayer after that. Mother Clark, your line is open.
Good morning. You good morning.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning. You sound good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say that again, Mother.
I said thanks for all your prayers.
Amen. Amen. It was our pleasure. It was, and we're thanking God that you're home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is a healer, isn't he, Mother?
Yes, he is a healer. And I can say it over time, many times.
Yes. Yes. And we give God praise for that. I'm going to mute your line again, and I'm going to just go forth in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are our Redeemer. We thank you, God, that you are our Savior. God, we praise you this morning, God. God, this morning we come to you with bowed down heads, God. God, our hearts are full. We thank you, God, for hearing and answering our prayers. Father, we thank you that you are a way maker. You are a promise keeper, God. God, you are light in the darkness, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would light our path as we go throughout this day, God. Lead us and guide us as to what you want us to do and who you want us to pray for, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would give us divine favor, God, that provision and peace would be with us, God.
God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for each and every individual that's on this line. And we're thanking you, God, for your healing power. We're thanking you, God, hallelujah, for how you brought Mother Clark home, God. God, we thank you, God, for how you healed bodies, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. You are holy, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, God. God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for being omnipresent, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that your glory is among us, God, upon us, God. God, we praise your name. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would heal the sick, those that are diseased with ailments, God. We pray in Jesus' name that ailments would bow to your mighty power, God. God, we thank you that no sickness can come nigh our dwelling, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for pain being released, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that our bodies are coming into subjection to your word, God, that by your stripes we are healed and we stand in it, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for every organ, every tissue, every cell, every part of our body to be restored, to be healed, God. There are some people on the line, God, that may be in the hospital or may be challenged in their health, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you give us the strength, God, hallelujah, to do what we're supposed to do to stay healthy, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your word will come to life, God, that your word, hallelujah, that we can stand on it and be strong in it, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that we stand in faith, believing that you're and calling on your name, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for our loved ones coming to Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that they're going to confess their sins, God. God, we thank you that they're going to confess you as their Lord and Savior, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for our loved ones, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God, that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood that came streaming down, the blood that came from your brow, the blood that came from your side, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God, because you do a perfect work in our lives, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for somebody maybe standing there in need of a blessing, God. In need of doors to be opened, God. In need of promotion, God. In need of favor, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that somebody, hallelujah, would that their names would come to the top of the pile, God. That their names, hallelujah, would ring out in somebody's spirit, God. God, let them glance at their name and their name stick with them all day, God. God, we thank you for favor, God. God, we thank you for opening doors that no man can close and closing doors that no man can open, God. God, we thank you and we thank you for promotion, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. God, use this phone line as for your glory, God, as your tool in the earth, God, to heal somebody's heart, God, to regulate somebody's mind, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God, because you are a mind regulator, God. God, you are a comfort keeper, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God, that you're regulating minds. You're putting us back on the right track, God. God, we thank you. Somebody may have been on their last leg coming to this prayer line, God. God, we thank you that this line can be a refuge, God. God, we thank you that it'll be somebody's strength for the day, God, that somebody will get a word for today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise your name, God, that somebody's word could have been protection and safety, God. God, we thank you that you protect those you love. You walk, you keep us safe, God. God, you cover us with your blood, God. Somebody's word may have been violence and crime, God, but we thank you and we praise you, God, that you're keeping us from crime, God. You're keeping us from violent, God. Well, you're keeping us from the stray bullets, God. God, somebody's word could have been overcoming trauma, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that things come, things happen, God, but we are overcomers through you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your word being real, God, for your word being strong in our life, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. Again, we pray that you use this line as a refuge, God, a refuge for our soul, God, a refuge to breathe life in, God, a refuge for strength, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, a refuge of healing, God. God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We worship you on this morning, God. We worship you. We worship you. God, you are a way maker. You are a promise keeper, God. You are our light in darkness, God. We thank you for making our path light, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, for leading us and guiding us into all truth, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. We worship you on this morning, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, God. You're
hallelujah.
King, you're
hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
We magnify
you,
Jesus. Yes.
God. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We give you praise, honor, and glory,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Holy King, mighty God,
yes,
Lord. Everlasting
Lord.
Father,
yes.
God. You are awesome, God. You are wonderful, God. You are King of Kings. Hallelujah. And Lord of Lords, we bless the name of Jesus this morning, and we call it all done. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, God. Have your way on this line and move by your spirit. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, it's been a pleasure hosting you on this Monday morning. Hallelujah. I do want you all to do me a favor this morning. Go over to our YouTube channel and join us. Join Bishop Clark right there on our YouTube channel. And most importantly, this day, share your testimony with somebody. Share the goodness of Christ with somebody. All right? You all have a blessed, lovely day.